Welcome. I am Sarah Evers Conrad.
And I am Megan Scharfenberg.
You are listening to episode number 19 of the Pony Club podcast, the official podcast of the United States Pony Clubs, also known as USPC or Pony Club. The United States Pony Club's mission is to provide equestrians with an educational program that teaches riding and horsemanship while also developing important life skills in goal setting, leadership, teamwork, and much more. The Pony Club podcast features guest experts and explores the stories of USPC members, graduates, and volunteers. Hear all about the experiences of equestrians of all ages as they share how their involvement with Pony Club preps them for amazing adventures within the horse industry as a whole.
On this month's episode, we talked to Mounted Games Secretary at USPC Championships, Nikki Gorell. And then we talked to USPC's Activities Department staff with Activities and Events Director Aaron Rowland and Jillian Stover, USPC's Activities and Events Coordinator. Before we get started, we'd like to thank episode sponsor, Kentucky Equine Research. Antioxidants are compounds that help horses battle cellular damage caused by oxidative stress. Antioxidants are commonly used to support a horse's muscle health, speed recovery after exercise, support immune function, and as adjunct therapy for horses with neurological challenges. Kentucky Equine Research has developed several research-proven antioxidant supplements for horses. Nano-E is a revolutionary natural source vitamin E supplement that features unique nano-dispersion technology and superior absorption to provide peak antioxidant protection for horses. Nano-Q10 features advanced nanotechnology to create a rapidly available and absorbed source of the powerful antioxidant coenzyme Q10 to combat free radicals and defend against exercise-induced muscle damage in horses. Learn more about KER targeted nutrition antioxidant supplements at shop.ker.com.
So this is our post-championships episode, as we are talking with several people who helped make the event happen. And it always amazes me how many people volunteer for Pony Club to put on championships in roles such as eventing jump judges, parking volunteers, the operations team, which is affectionately also called ops, to the organizers, secretaries, scorers, and then, of course, the sponsors that help support the event. So, of course, we'd like to thank all the volunteers and the sponsors. It's truly a Herculean task to put on an event like USPC Championships. And since we have a full slate of interviews, we're going to jump right in.
Nikki Gorell is a C1 Eventing Pony Club graduate from Elkridge Harford Hunt Pony Club in the Maryland region. Her dad was a B-level graduate, her aunt an A-level graduate, and her sister an HB graduate. Coming from a Pony Club family, Nikki knew she wanted to continue to volunteer despite taking a step back for college in her career. Starting in 2019, Nikki began volunteering on the national level for Mounted Games. Now she is a member of the Competitions Committee as a Mounted Games and Eventing representative. After moving to the Midwest region, Nikki is getting involved on the regional level and looking forward to starting her mounted career again. Well, welcome, Nikki. We appreciate you taking some time to be with us here today.
Absolutely. Happy to be here and get to talk to you all.
Well, can you tell us about your early Pony Club journey and maybe a little bit about the disciplines you participated in?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I was little, my sister had started horseback riding, and my dad was actually a B-level pony clubber. My aunt got her A rating. So when my sister is 7 years older than me, we started getting into horses, it was no kidding. Of course, we're doing Pony Club. It's the best way for us to start learning how to take care of the horse, and that it just kind of is the embodiment of my entire family about caring for others and making sure that others are doing well. So I started Pony Club probably a little bit later. I remember going to quiz rallies for my sister and asking my mom when I got to join Pony Club because I wanted to compete. And it got to the point where there were some younger children that were in Pony Club before I had joined. And so I want to say around 11 or 12, my mom finally let me join and accepted that I had caught the horse fever. Started off with a quiz to work on my knowledge. And then I've competed in triathlon, show jumping, eventing, dressage, mounted games. I think that's everything I've done. Eventing is what stuck. So eventing is what I was doing outside of my pony club time with some jumper shows here and there to help train that side of me and just some dressage lessons on the side as well.
Well, we know you have a special love for mounted games. So what was it like volunteering as the mounted games secretary at championships this year?
Oh my gosh, I loved it. This year, I wore some multiple hats. So in addition to being secretary, I was the announcer and scorer, which was a little bit more than I had expected, jumping in between the different roles. And it made me appreciate how much I get to do as a secretary. I've always been type A. I went to school to be an industrial engineer and to be as efficient as possible in every aspect of life. So getting to bring that to mounted games where I get to watch competitors truly compete as a team. I mean, Pony Club focuses on team aspects through horse management, but getting to see on the mounted competition side, competitors working on controlling any anxiety or excitement that they're feeling in order to make sure that their horse is calm or that their teammates are calm as they're trying to put a sock in a bucket or name the activity for that game. So mounted games was something I loved to do when I was younger, and I got really tall and wasn't able to compete on it competitively as much because I would need some larger ponies or larger horses. So it's really awesome that I get to come back and serve in this way and still be a part of the discipline.
So out of all the disciplines you could have volunteered in, what made you choose mounted games?
At the time, I knew mounted games needed somebody with computer skills and organizing skills. So that was the first position that was offered to me, and I just wanted to jump in and start volunteering, so I didn't even question it. And there were a few times where I feel like I've kind of gotten into a pattern about how to do the mounted games secretary. So I've been like, what other disciplines need my help? I'm ready to jump in and help wherever I can. And there was talk about me being secretary for quiz as well. But, you know, I'm so glad. I think if I was offered multiple disciplines, I don't know if I would have chosen mounted games because it was not something that I competed in a lot. But I am so glad I did, getting to meet the equipment crew, who I'm pretty sure all of them have a military background, and they just, no kidding, get things done, make sure things are where they're supposed to be, and have this team effort attitude. And it's just amazing to be a part of a group with people with that mindset.
I heard you quite a bit on the and doing the announcing, and I was thinking, like, whoever was announcing was doing such a great job, and that, like, it was easy to follow and just very entertaining. So good job wearing the multiple hats.
Thank you so much. That was my first time announcing ever, so it was exciting to hear that people enjoyed it.
Yeah, you did a great job. Over all the years, what's been your favorite part about Pony Club?
I love seeing the teamwork. When there is one competitor, whether they're on your team or not, everyone in Pony Club is there for the horses and for the ponies and for their mounts. And it was something that I got to experience when I went to championships at Tryon in 2016. Where the team across the aisle had, they struggled with their bandaging. And that was something that I excelled in and was able to help them with. And they also complimented my bandages. At first, they saw my horse, Steve, was all bandaged up and ready, tucked in for the night. And so that's when they asked for my help. So getting to see that as a volunteer of different teammates working together and competitors that are competing against each other, also helping each other, is just puts your faith back into humanity, seeing that you can overcome the factor of competition to be able to be there for your mount.
Do you have a favorite moment or memory from Pony Club? Anything that kind of stands out or is funny or just stands out for the moment?
The one that jumps to mind is during our summer camp with my pony club. We had this, so the way our pony club functioned was we were based out of the local hunt club. And so one of my friends that was in pony club was the daughter of the huntsman. So we get a little bit more behind the scenes of how the hunt club operates, getting to see the hunt club barn, getting to see where the hounds are kept. But so coming from the field, there was a drainage ditch that probably had some manure and tar and just other icky runoff things. So my friends and I decided we were going to jump over the ditch in order to get over to the barn. Well, I did not succeed. I may have been the first one to jump. I'm not sure, but I lost a flip-flop. And I was like, oh no, my parents are going to be so mad if I lost a flip-flop. So I started digging into this mud to try to find my shoe. And all my friends were right there with me. They said, we will help. We will help you find your shoe. Well, we never did. We found someone else's shoe, but not mine. And so we decided, you know, we give up. We're going to go into the wash stall and wash off. Well, turns out there really was tar in that ditch because it would not come off our skin. And the poor mom was just trying to help all of us because I had made a silly decision and we were all covered in this gross, gross stuff. And she was right there to help us. She tried putting Goof Off on skin. Fun fact, that stings. So. Oh. If you ever have something stuck on your skin, don't use Goof Off, but vegetable oil worked great. So yeah, that is, I like to look back on the, you know, silly choices I made and get to laugh about them because you know, in the moment you're not laughing.
Well, but that's a good tip for everybody. So, you know, the vegetable oil, speaking of tips, either for volunteers or for members, what advice would you offer other Pony Club members or volunteers?
Yeah, the biggest thing that comes to my mind is an opportunity I got to have again at Pony Camp, but I was volunteering that year with some competitors. And I think there's two perspectives of this. I have a piece of advice for the members and a piece of advice for volunteers. From the member perspective, we had a trainer come out that is very well known, and one of my friends who was a little bit younger than me, I kind of think of her as a little sister, had a very hard time riding with this clinician because he was very different than her personal coach. And she also recently had been riding in for steeplechase and wearing a racing saddle. And he told her that he wanted her to use a jumping saddle because he knows that that's safer for the type of riding that we were doing. And she chose not to because she wanted to do what her original coach told her. She didn't believe in what this clinician was saying and was a little stubborn about it. And in that moment afterwards, she was very upset. The clinician was frustrated. I got to take the opportunity to come over and talk to her about why did this bother you so much? What can we do in the future? And from the member perspective, the advice I gave was, don't forget that these clinicians are taking their time to teach you what has been very successful for them. We are not bringing out people who have not been successful. Everyone is here because we have something to learn, and there's always something to be learned. Now, if a clinician is telling you something that you don't agree with, in that moment during the clinic, participate and do what they say, because if you ride the way they're teaching you, you might be surprised about how that's going to affect your riding and improve your riding. But if you get home and you decide that that method is still not for you, no one's forcing you to still ride that way, but it gives you an opportunity to try new things and be open to change. So that's something I would recommend to members. And I think something else, as a volunteer coming to a friend, coming to a younger member, I absolutely approached it with a friend aspect and put it in the member's hands of how that conversation went. And I think that's a huge part of a volunteer, is not only provide competitors and members an opportunity to grow independence and advocate for themselves, but when you're in that specific learning moment and talking with them, guide them to come to that conclusion on their own and be able to practice that strategic thinking so that they realize where they might have been able to improve their actions or do better in the future.
Well, you briefly mentioned that you were very skilled with computers and in your secretary work and all that. And we've mentioned a little bit about what you do in your day job, but is there a way that your day job has influenced how you like volunteer in Pony Club or anything like that?
Absolutely. So my day job working for the Army, I do a lot of modeling, statistical analysis, simulations about how the Army fights, what systems the Army uses in order to prepare for the future. A lot of those skills have taught me ways to use the Excel program, the way to develop PowerPoint slides and communicate information. And as a volunteer, I've been able to leverage that in multiple avenues, whether it is giving a presentation during the annual symposium and how I specifically organize information on a slide, or if it is the scoring spreadsheet used for mounted games, I'm currently working on reprogramming that and coding it so that it is more automated and fit for specifically championships, because those sorts of divisions and the multi-day competition are much different than your rallies and specifically one-day rallies. So it's very fun to get to use the things I learn at work and put them in a low-stress environment in order to help make Pony Club and scoring and everything more efficient and easier for others to use.
And on the flip side of it, do you think your experiences in Pony Club have helped out with your job at all?
100%. The biggest thing that stands out to me is classroom for quiz. Having that opportunity where you need to stand up in front of a bunch of others who probably know the answer to the question that you are, you know, having to be asked, but you are the only one being judged, has taught me so much about public speaking. And there's a funny story behind that about my sister. When she went to college, she was in a class and there was another student there who kind of bothered her. She thought he was a little egotistical. He thought he was a bit of a know-it-all. Well, she found out that he was in Pony Club and he wasn't necessarily being egotistical. He was just very confident when in speaking in front of others and does a good job about researching to make sure that he speaks factual information, and they ended up becoming best friends. I mean, Pony Club just reconnected them when they had met through college. So I think it is a huge factor of the confidence that Pony Club has given me, and also some humility in regards to if things don't go my way, because, you know, for example, in Pony Club, when I'm competing, one of my teammates did something I didn't agree with and the entire team lost points because of it or got points because of it, versus being in a professional environment and maybe somebody does something that you don't agree with, you still take ownership of it and you still learn as a team how to move forward with that setback. And I don't think I would be as good at public speaking, accepting change, or overcoming setbacks without Pony Club.
Well, do you have any goals, personal or otherwise, for the next year ahead in Pony Club?
I am hoping to get started riding again. So I have a bit of a fear when it comes to reaching out to people I don't know, but a little over a year ago, I moved to the Midwest, to the Fort Leavenworth, Kansas City area. So I'm hoping I can get connected with more Pony Club members and maybe find a horse that I can start riding on my own and start feeling that passion again and, you know, maybe get into a competition.
That sounds great. Well, is there anything else you would like to add?
I think the biggest thing I have to say is once you're in Pony Club, you're kind of always in Pony Club. And that was something I didn't realize until I had gone to college and didn't have Pony Club in my life. And I'm so glad I found my way back. And I'm so appreciative for the volunteer and member friends that I've made along the way that have also sacrificed their time and efforts to all of our members to support this vision of Pony Club. And I hope it continues forever. And I would just also say, if anybody else is interested in volunteering, talk to another volunteer, because we'd be happy to talk about why we do it and why we think you should help support the cause too.
We appreciate that. We are definitely an organization that cannot function without our volunteers. They are definitely the lifeblood of us. So anytime we can get anybody who's willing to help and help out and volunteer, we really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, Nikki, for talking to us today. We really appreciate it. We know you're busy, and thank you so much.
Thank you. I've loved doing this, and I'm happy to get to share my story with others.
Erin Rowland is the Activities and Events Director for the United States Pony Clubs. She joined USPC in 2017 as an intern for both the Activities Department and then the Marketing Department before being hired full-time in February 2018 as the Activities and Events Director. In March of 2023, she was named the new Activities and Events Director. Well, welcome, Erin. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
So just to kick off, and so everybody in Pony Club knows, what exactly do you do as Activities and Events Director?
Oh boy, what don't I do? Well, my department is mainly big ticket items are convention and championships. Those are the two biggest things that my department handles. Anything from planning, finding the volunteers to help with those, communicating with hotel for convention or the site for championships. I also do festival championships and work closely with the instruction department on the education side of festival. And some of the smaller ticket items are recognition programs, international exchanges. For those that don't know, we do have international exchanges, which are pretty cool. I also help with any of the other special opportunities that we may have, the pony jumper team that we have, as well as the invitationals for mounted games.
Yeah, that definitely keeps you busy. Plus, I know you help as staff liaison with a lot of committees like the Discipline Promotions Committee.
Yes.
All those too.
Yeah. Yeah. So and we have five committees that I'm a part of. One of them is convention, and then the others are discipline education, discipline promotion, special opportunities, international exchanges, and competitions.
And then all the rule books. And so you're never bored, are you?
I'm never bored. In fact, I could probably work all day, every day, and never have a second thought about what I need to do next.
Well, hopefully it keeps you entertained forever and ever. And you're with us for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So originally you had started as an intern, but then of course the position for activities and events coordinator came up. Mm-hmm. So what made you originally want to apply to work here?
I'll start all the way back at my intern days. It's so long ago, but it was actually my senior year of college, and I was a part of the Equine Scholars Program at Georgetown College, and I had to have an internship in order to take that equine distinction and attach it to my degree. And I just so happened to meet the previous activities and events director at a meeting. And she gave me her card, which was a mistake because I pestered her something awful until she gave me an internship. And I loved it. I loved that internship. It wasn't paid. It was 4 days a week, I think. And I helped with cleaning up from convention, helping create officials contracts. And I loved that I got to learn so much about that. And I was loved the environment here at the office. That's something that I've learned over time too, is that you don't get the kind of environment that we have at the national office really anywhere else. And I loved the coworkers here. So I was asked to come back to help with festival, because 2017 was festival year and the marketing department needed help. So I came back. And then once the coordinator position became open in, I think, December of 2017, I applied for it.
And then you just stayed with us, which I'm so happy for.
You just can't get rid of me. I just keep coming back.
So what made you want to apply for the even bigger position of activities and events director?
It was a lot of encouragement from my coworkers and my husband. I'm very passionate about Pony Club activities. Pony Club activities are the hands-on, what members can do, what they can learn from, what they can grow from. I love that aspect of it. I think that there's a lot of things looking to the future that we can make tweaks on, we can adjust, we could add more. And I really wanted to be able to influence what we could do, where we could go, how we could grow Pony Club, because I only see positives from here on out.
I am sure you will definitely make your mark in this new position. And of course, you're fairly new in the position so far, but we just got back from championships and had a successful championships this year. And everybody talked about how well organized it was. So kudos to you for that. Yes. How do you think you made your mark on the role of coordinator?
There was a lot of life-changing events for everybody that happened while I was in the coordinator position. One of those was COVID. So, everybody knows about COVID. So, and what happened here at the office that was such a dramatic change, especially for our events, because all of our events were in person up until that point. And then COVID hit and we felt as though we needed to still do something. So we switched entirely to virtual. So I kind of took the coordinator position and I was able to really incorporate technology down to its bones, looking at video editing. I did all of the video editing for the very first convention that we had that was all virtual. And now as a result of that, it's kind of grown into a hybrid event. And so any videos that come in are all edited by the coordinator position. Scoring, that was a big thing that we just kind of didn't really have scoring Excel programs other than what was made by previous volunteers. And we've never incorporated that in the own office. Like, we haven't had a staff member be able to create those Excel programs and then distribute them out. So that was another thing, is I taught myself how to program Excel spreadsheets and programmed one for every discipline and was able to get those up. It was a lot of tech incorporating learning curves, things like that, that I was able to kind of push back into that coordinator position rather than it just be, I'm here on site. How can I move this from one end to another? Or how can I better serve members on site? It was more so of a back end, behind the scenes, man behind the curtain aspect, which I loved that too.
Yeah, I think a lot of people obviously don't see that when we're in the office doing different things. I came in and that just seems now part of how everything runs. So it's great. So I know you're still developing the role, how you want it to be, and things will change throughout your tenure as director. But is there anything you know of that you would like to make your mark or improve
things? Yeah, there's some things, but right now the biggest thing is just learning. I just have to be a sponge. I need to learn what's people's perspectives on things, why we do things, because we do things for a very specific reason. Why we do things the way we do them is, and then from that, then I can take away the aspect of, okay, well then how can we push that into something a little bit better or tweak it just to make it a little bit easier for our members, for our volunteers, leaders, you name it. So right now it's just, all it is learning.
To think of the horse side of things, can you tell us a little bit about your horse background?
I don't have a very flamboyant horse background. I grew up in Springfield, Ohio, Clark County, Ohio, which is where 4-H originated. So if anybody did horses, it was 4-H. So that's what I did, is I begged and begged and begged and begged my parents to get me horse lessons. And so finally we had horse lessons. And then, of course, I got into 4-H with my pony. His name is Timmy. I've had him for 16 years now, I think. Too long to count. Wow. So, yeah, long, long time. But he was my childhood pony. He was the one pony in the barn that my mom said, you will never ride this pony, because he was kind of a little bit crazy. Definitely not a pony club approved situation. But turns out the blind leading the blind in that situation was okay.
That's great.
Recommended, but it turned out okay. So yeah, I started in 4-H, and then I moved from Ohio to Kentucky for college in the fall of 2014, where I was then on the IHSA hunter jumper team. So I switched from doing mainly Western with my pony. It was all like halter showmanship, Western pleasure type stuff, and switched full 180 and did hunters, which was super fun. Loved that. And I stayed and did IHSA even when I, as an alumni, I still did that up until 2018, I think. But yeah, so Western, then hunter jumper. And then I just kind of stayed hunter jumper. And right now I moved my pony to a different barn and he's just retired. And so that's pretty much my horse background, is Western and hunter jumper.
And this, I can so relate. I moved from Ohio to Kentucky to go to college. Then joined the Intercollegiate Horse Show Association team at my college. Although I switched from doing hunter jumpers to Westerns. So a little difference there. But that's wild.
The opposite flip.
Yeah. And of course, anybody that was at championships this year or previous years may have heard about Timmy through the award that you sponsor. Can you mention that briefly on here?
Yeah. So Timmy is super special to me, as any childhood pony that someone would have. He was abused in his previous life, wherever he was when he was little. And he was very difficult to deal with. It took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, not so great placings. In fact, I think one time we almost ran over a judge in the middle of the arena.
Oh no.
yeah, it was definitely a character building experience, which is something that I wanted to reward members at championships for character. It's not something that we have honored in the past, but I firmly believe that a person of character will make it much further in life than somebody who's knowledgeable, knows all the things. Of course, it's great to have knowledge, but people will remember your attitude, your aspirations, your integrity, who you are as a person, essentially your character, much more than they will remember whatever you did in life. So I wanted to recognize those members. And of course, Timmy has been my foundation of building character. So it was appropriate to name the Tiny But Mighty Award after my pony.
That's awesome. Now, what is your favorite part of working at the national office now?
Do I have to choose one thing?
You can mention multiple things.
Oh, gosh, my favorite part. Oh, I love that it's at the horse park. That's the best part of my drive. I actually live in Frankfurt, for those that don't know. So I have about a 30-minute drive to work. Most people live in Lexington here in the office, but I love driving to the horse park every morning and seeing the horse park flags. I love the environment of the office. Those are probably my that's probably my top thing, is the environment. As I mentioned earlier, it's difficult to find good office environments, and it's important to keep them. So that was a big, big thing for me. All my coworkers are awesome and amazing, team aspect. And then, of course, the members, the volunteers, and the leaders here are also amazing. It's not so much what I do, but who I do it with is what keeps you going.
And what is your favorite part of Pony Club as a whole?
Again, I don't want to choose just one thing.
You can mention
that's more than too one. Hard. I love the foundation that it gives our members moving forward in life. We're not just a horse organization. We help people grow. And I think that's so much more important than anything else we could offer.
Right. I would definitely agree. I think that's just so cool to see that that's what everybody talks about. I learned this. I learned leadership skills. I learned, you know, how to be a speaker, and it helped me in my career. So
yeah,
absolutely. It's really neat. So of course, anybody that is at championships or the USPC convention and various event and festival next year, of course, we'll see Erin out and about and running around doing all the different things, probably with a radio attached to you and,
and my cell phone to my ear and going as fast as I can in a golf cart.
So is there anything else you would like the Pony Club audience to know about you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm pretty much an open book when it comes to everything. I mean, pretty much my pony, which we talked about earlier. I mean, he's a big aspect of where I am, how I am, who I am. No, I think I'm pretty much just a laid back, chill, excited to move things forward in the activities and events department. Looking forward to convention coming up. That's going to be really cool. I'm looking forward to festival too. It'll be really good.
Yeah, me too, especially for our 70th anniversary. So,
oh yeah, it'll be good.
Thank you for joining us. And next, we'll be talking to the new coordinator, Jillian. We appreciate it. And everybody can take a chance to wave at Erin as she drives by on that golf cart, or say hi to her if you get a chance at an event. And thank you for everything that you do.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
USPC Activities and Events Coordinator Jillian Stover is a Lexington, Kentucky native and lifelong horsewoman. Jillian is a recent graduate of the University of Kentucky and enjoys eventing on her off-track thoroughbreds. Welcome, Jillian. It's so nice to have you on the podcast.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So we are going to kick off with talking about horses. Can you tell us a little bit about your horse experience?
So I am a lifelong horsewoman, as you would say. My mom has had horses all of my life, and now I have two horses. I've been eventing for many years now. I would have to think and count. I've been riding at the same barn since I started riding, probably over 10 years ago.
Wow. So what level are you at with eventing right now?
I have had a long series of green horses. So I'm working on the novice with my current mount. He's a good boy, but the cross country doesn't come as naturally to him as some of the others I've had. So we're working through it.
No, gotcha. What's his name?
His name is Cloud. He's an off-the-track thoroughbred. His jockey club name was Broken Cloud. He's out of Broken Vow. He's a very, very good boy.
Oh, nice. And is he yours or borrowed ride or what?
He is mine. I bought him at the beginning of COVID, which was actually a great training experience to buy him and not have to worry about shows because they weren't happening period, for many, many months, and get a good start.
Well, great. You are the activities and events coordinator. And just so everybody knows, what does that entail? Like, what do you do as activities and events coordinator?
In the activities department, I assist our activities director, Erin. We plan championships and festival championships and convention and all of the recognition programs and awards programs and various activities and international exchanges and lots of other fun things for members to do.
Well, and obviously we had talked to Erin right before you, and
yes, of course, she
mentioned, obviously, everybody can see her at the events. So if you see Jillian, she will also have probably a radio attached to her and be definitely helping with the awards and running the awards during championships and festival, which is a major undertaking, managing all those different ribbons and prizes and everything like that.
There are certainly lots of ribbons and lots of prizes, which is awesome to give out, but it is it is an undertaking.
I don't think people realize that, you know, we have one of the prizes is the frame. And yes, it was so fun to get to know Jillian a little bit while I helped make some of those frames. Everybody on the staff kind of
thank you, helps. Sarah, for that.
Yeah, no problem. Everybody on the staff helps make these frames where we take the pins for the various disciplines and then glue them onto the frames. So it's very customized. And I just love that. I love that that's part of awards. And yes, that's just one of the many prizes that get given out. So what made you want to apply to Pony Club?
So I applied to Pony Club on a regular old job search. I graduated from the University of Kentucky in December, and I found this job in April, and it was the perfect opportunity. I graduated with a degree in equine science and management, and the UK equine programs is wonderful for exposing all of the students to lots of different types of opportunities in the equine industry, which was big for me because I knew I wanted to work in horses or around horses in some way, but not exactly where or how or in the barn or in an office or things like that. So it's a wonderful program. And as somebody who's evented for many years, the horse shows are kind of close to my heart, and it's an environment that I love and everything else. So when I found a job that was full-time and horse shows and horses and, you know, members and volunteers, it just seemed perfect.
That's great. I was going to ask you, of course, you're in your first step of your career, but if you had any particular career goals, but it sounds like just incorporating the shows and horses and, you know.
Yes. Maybe someday I can have my own shows of some kind, either venting shows or schooling shows if I have my own farm or something like that. Maybe someday I'll be a good enough rider to train on a regular basis or full time. We'll see. But yes, horses, horse shows, anything.
Well, we're so lucky to have you on the first step of your journey, and hopefully we'll have you for a while. What all did you do at Championships East and Tryon, since this was your first championships with Pony Club? And what was your first impression of the event?
I enjoyed myself a lot at championships. It was a lot of fun. I have never been a Pony Club member and didn't have a lot of exposure to Pony Club. So to watch horse management in action and get to see such a wide range of disciplines and different types of riders and different interests all happening at the same time was super interesting and super fun and encouraging. I ran around, helped volunteers, made sure all of our rings were running on time, and all of our wonderful, wonderful volunteers and discipline managers and secretaries all had what they need to help make their discipline successful. On Saturday and Sunday, I focused on awards. I was there for quiz awards and for all of Sunday's awards, all of our other disciplines. It's kind of fun when you get to see there are five big tables just full of awards and ribbons, and they all go away, and then suddenly we're putting more down. And this year at championships, we had two setups. So one discipline would be having awards and handing out awards while I was setting up the next discipline. And it helped us run really quick. And I had a lot of great help from other members of the national office and other volunteers to help keep that running on time and quickly, so everybody could have fun and get home.
Yes, definitely. Definitely the amount of awards just always amazes me. And then how much is given out in such a short time, and all the smiling faces and the kids that are screaming for each other and like cheering and the shocked faces sometimes when somebody is announced, and then they're like, what? I won, you know, and it's just, that's really what sticks out for me.
It was so fun. When we were packing for championships and we were getting all the awards together in the office and all the ribbons, you wouldn't believe how many ribbons and boxes and prizes and things that we had out and about, and we had to put together and take with us.
Yes. you all in the Penske truck, and
Penske truck, yes.
It takes a lot to put on an event like this. Yep. Tetris at its finest is what I call it.
It was.
Yeah. So I know you're so new here, but so far, what is your favorite part of Pony Club as a whole?
My favorite part about Pony Club is the kind of grassroots environment of everybody can join Pony Club, kids, adults, everybody can join, everybody can get all of, they can kind of personalize their experience and choose what kind of riding is best for them or what trainer is best for them, and have an have a really positive environment within their clubs and their regions, and see the impact that it has on a lot of members, and that they, even when they aren't active members anymore, they stay on as volunteers and their parents stay on as volunteers because Pony Club had such a big impact on them. And that's very fun and definitely my favorite part.
Yeah, I'm amazed by the number of volunteers that I've met who say, yeah, my kid grew up in Pony Club, and it's like decades later and they're still volunteering. And
that was my favorite part of championships for sure.
Yes. And it's just the dedication of the volunteers just blows my mind. And then the impact that
so
it's
dedicated and made so on, good at it.
Yeah, made on whole families. So is there anything else you would like the Pony Club audience to know about you?
I hope I can express how much Pony Club has surprised me as an organization and how wonderful I found everyone in Pony Club to be. Luckily, I've grown up in a really positive and wonderful barn environment, and to kind of see that reflected back on me on a national scale is awesome.
Well, that is our activities department, and letting everybody get to know you and Aaron a little bit. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we appreciate it.
Thank you.
Everybody say hi to Jillian and Aaron when you are at an event, if you see them running around. And a lot of times we're all wearing staff shirts.
Mm-hmm. Got my name tag on. I'm happy to talk to anybody at any time. Yep. I would love to get to know as many people as I can in Pony Club.
I'm so glad you both are in the activities department, and it's been a good year so far, and we've got convention to look forward to, and hopefully in a few months as we get closer, we'll interview some of the people involved from the region for convention, and we know that that's going to keep Aaron and Jillian awesome. Quite busy. So
it will be.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And again, we'd like to thank episode sponsor Kentucky Equine Research. If you would like to sponsor a Pony Club podcast or have your company represented in other ways with USPC, then reach out to us at advertising@ponyclub.org. And we would like to offer a big thank you, as always, to our Pony Club corporate sponsors: Carrots, who is the official apparel sponsor; Shapley's, the official grooming product sponsor; The Horse; Triple Crown, the official feed sponsor; WinTech, the official saddle sponsor; and Zoetis, the official health and wellness partner.
Don't forget to visit shopponyclub.org so you can look your best while riding and attending Pony Club events. We also have a wide range of accessories like horse grooming equipment, backpacks and bags, and more, along with all of the educational materials exclusive to Pony Club. Shopponyclub.org is your one-stop Pony Club shop.